Hey everyone, Callan here, and I just got a package.
Big old package here!
From basically his presents to myself. So I was kind of looking at things in the world and saying it does kind of look like things might get a little bit rough this winter. And it seems like a reasonable possibility that I may no longer be able to get things from the external world for at least a period of time. And so I decided to do some work. Like, I've been working for some people, like painting houses and stuff like that. And also I did cash out a little bit of cryptocurrency that I had been holding on to for a while, just to get a few hundred dollars to order some stuff, you know, some stuff that I think I will need if everything were to shut down for a long time, or, you know, just, you know, good for various purposes or just for food that I'm eating day to day. So anyways, I just thought while I'm opening this, I enjoy going through presents to myself and presents from other people. So we might as well share that experience with you. So we'll go through with all the things I got. So this is an Arcturus heavy duty survival blanket tarp type thing. So it has grommets on it. And the nice thing about this is it has an aluminum layer on the inside. So it's like a survival blanket, which is the middle part of my wizard's ropes, which is a really important aspect of keeping heat in and also protecting me from microwave radiation, okay? So basically what I'll do is I will cut a hole in the center of this so that the hood of my poncho liner, which is like a blanket and also a coat, the hood will go up through it, and then the poncho, the waterproof layer, which can be my shelter or my raincoat, goes on the top of it, and then they tie together and it keeps it all together. And the grommets on all four corners also have a little plastic thing that holds them together. So it's basically a big coat and also your shelter and your bed that you can roll up into a bedroll. So this is an important aspect of it. The one that I have in mind currently it was kind of used for a lot of different things, and it was kind of in rough shape. So I thought, if it looks like this is going to work pretty well, I should probably get a new one and incorporate into it. So anyways, this is like $20, okay? So definitely recommend these things. They're a little bit fragile, but probably less fragile than you'd think. So, okay, so then I got a big bag of N-acetylcysteine. So this is a precursor to glutathione, which is the body's chief antioxidant that it generally is recycling. But when it does need to make more, for example, if you get exposed to something that it has to clean up, which kind of compromises it so it can't be recycled, or you're, you know, taking something like Tylenol, is it Tylenol? I think it's Tylenol, which can cause basically, I think, like Tylenol-induced hepatitis, it fucks with your liver, basically, okay? And it has to do with the fact that it's depleting all your glutathione. Okay, so anyways, glutathione cleans up everything for the most part. It keeps your body in healthy condition. And this is a precursor to that. It's one of the precursors. Another precursor called glycine I also take, that is in my chocolate drink that I drink every single day. So these together basically come together and form glutathione in my body. And this is one of those things that they have been trying to take away from people during this whole pandemic phase of humanity, where they're trying to turn you into their slave. Okay, so like chlorine dioxide, they threw people in jail, and they're very, you know, you can't get certain components even in Canada, even though they're basic components for normal life that you would find in the world. There are reasons why they make these things hard to get. It's because they work against what they're trying to do to you. Okay, so in acetylcysteine, if you haven't looked into that, definitely look into that. So this is a 1 pound bag. It's a lot. The dose is like, I don't know, a gram a day, a couple of grams a day, maybe. Okay, so this is a big 2 pound bag, I think, two pound bag of acacia powder. So this is one of the main ingredients that goes in my chocolate powder drink. It is basically fiber, which is a prebiotic. So it means that it's food for the good bacteria and other organisms that live in your stomach. This is psyllium husk powder, which is kind of similar, but it's more on the fibery side and less on the prebiotic side, but I imagine it also serves as that. Okay, so basically thickens things up, and yeah, I guess that's basically, there's lots of health benefits, right? I could put it simply to say it thickens things up, and which is good if all you're doing is drinking something, which is kind of the goal with my chocolate drink, is that it would be the only thing I would need to drink, right? So this is basically helpful for a situation where you need more fiber and all kinds of other benefits, which you can just look up. So psyllium husk powder, another 2-pound bag. Got a 2-pound bag of something else here too. All right, beetroot powder. So this is another ingredient that I've been starting to put into the chocolate drink. It adds a nice flavor. It's very bright red, and I think it's good to get like an array of different colors into your drink. I already got really bright greens and bright reds. It adds a nice flavor. Like I said, it's a little bit sweet, and also beets have all kinds of health benefits as well. One of the things I am a little bit worried about is that it has a lot of nitrates in it, and supposedly those nitrates aren't a big deal in beets because they're surrounded by antioxidants. But if you dry the beets, are they still surrounded in antioxidants that are working on those nitrates? I don't know. So that's an interesting question. But for now, I like this. I like the taste of it, and also it's good for you. Okay, so this is a zinc and copper supplement. Copper is a good thing to be taking, but you don't want to take it by itself. You want to always take it with zinc. Okay, so zinc and copper. Okay, we got a vegan D3 and K, vitamins D3 and K2. It's important. K helps you move calcium around your body, which is important for all kinds of different reasons. You know, avoiding kidney stones, having a healthy, you know, vascular system, all that type of stuff. And then hyaluronic acid, which is good for your joints. When I was carrying a really heavy load with full water and full food in my backpack a couple of weeks ago, I was noticing that my knee, which I hurt doing extensively, overdoing Zen meditation, I hurt my knee, and that was decades ago, and it's been hurt since. So basically I was noticing that it was a little bit painful to walk with all that weight on it. And so basically what I'm trying to do is give my body the things it needs to repair that tissue, okay? So hyaluronic acid is one of those things. I also take, glucosamine, okay? So that's really the more important one, but this is also important stuff too. So if you're having joint problems, look into glucosamine and hyaluronic acid. Okay, last thing. Okay. I'm gonna have to find a way to open this. It's a big blue bag of mystery. Actually, it's a big blue bag of 10 pounds of Anasazi beans. Okay, so I also got yesterday, but I keeping them somewhere else, are these, I can't remember the name, it's like G-E-B-E space and then another word that's much longer. And it's the name of a squash plant which gets really, really big. It's like a winter squash that gets really, really big. And supposedly these were what the Anasazi grew. And also Jesse's got some corn that the local natives were not that far from that area. So, you know, it's kind of related. Kind of a special native corn so that he's growing or something like that. So maybe I'll get to grow all these three together. I don't even know if those are authentic. I kind of doubt that the Anasazi beans are like really authentic. Like the story that they have of these things, including that big squash I told you, is that they found them like preserved in a jar somewhere and they sprouted them and they were able to get them to grow. And that's what we have now, is these giant squash, which we call the Gebe whatevers. And then we have the Anasazi beans. I think they're the same story. They came together. But anyways, I think it turned out that none of that was true, but I think it's still pretty cool. So I think that's everything. So thanks for joining me on this present opening adventure. I'll see you later.